Jesse and Grace watching Stargate. They made a podcast that's on iTunes that you should rate. Nix is a super fan, Grace is pretty new. Kaylee the Thorgie will help them make it through. Bartender Nick is here to make them drinks. As they reference random pop culture-y things, crying out loud, they'll put a smile on your face. There's no place like Tara with Nix and Grace.
Welcome to episode 359 of There's No Place Like Tara, just a Stargate podcast? Question mark? We're no longer a first watch rewatch.
We're just a watch.
We're just
Welcome
a watch.
Welcome to a watch.
I'm Nixie.
I'm Grace. Today, shit, I don't know how to do my intro anymore either.
Nope, we don't know anymore.
Today, we're today...
Yes.
Don't edit this.
On a very special episode of There's No Place Like Tara.
There's No Place Like Tara. Today we're going to do a listicle. Top 10 episodes of SGU. Hey, look at us. We sound like YouTubers.
I know.
Our boss would be so excited. He loves a good listicle. He's like, that's how you get people tuned in with listicles.
So I was going to share everyone where we're recording at.
Yeah. So sorry we mistimed our week, so we're off by a week.
Yeah.
But it was a completely valid reason.
So, you know how the past couple podcasts, I'm like, hey, there's a thing that they'll tell you when it's done. So it's done now, and we are recording from my brand new patio of my brand new house.
Because
we did that whole buy a house, sell a house, buy a house.
It was exciting.
Flipperoo. And so last week, when we didn't record, it's because we had no home, and we were living in Grace's back room.
All of us. Thankfully.
Everyone gets along.
Thankfully, yes, that too. But thankfully, we had done the buy a new home process last year.
Yeah.
So we had a home.
Yeah.
That could fit.
Yes.
Two families with a total of three doggos.
And a 26-foot U-Haul.
Yeah.
That didn't actually even hold all of our stuff.
No, not even a little bit.
Nope.
We're still finding things in our house. There's one item that I found today.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to tell you what it is. And I'm going to see if you remember what it is until that's when I'll bring it.
Okay.
So I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
It's like 3 feet long.
Oh, geez.
And it's not in the shed.
Wow. It's 3 feet long. And I know it's not one of our throwing hammers because I have both of those here.
Yep.
Wow.
So this will be fun.
It's a mystery.
It's safe. I'll tell you this. It's completely safe.
Okay.
And it's perfectly cared for. But it's just fun now.
We couldn't find our hangers for me to put all of our clothes away.
Yeah.
So I just ran out and just went, fuck it. I'm buying new hangers.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of stuff.
Which just means I'll find the hangers later today.
Yeah.
And I knew that going into buying the hangers.
Not that we didn't know that you guys had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it became clear because when we moved, one of the problems we ran into is we were stuck living out of our U-Haul for 3 days.
Yeah.
But all of it was in the U-Haul, thankfully.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys could have easily filled 2 U-Hauls.
Well, here's the thing. We had a bunch of stuff that didn't fit in the 26-foot U-Haul, and that doesn't include the 5x10 storage unit.
That's why I'm saying.
That we also had stuff in that we moved out of the house to make it pretty to show.
Do you still have the stuff in that storage?
Yeah, no, we haven't gotten that stuff yet. Because, again, we've been in this house for less than a week now.
But you're here.
But I'm
here.
And
we made it, and we're in the back patio, and it's a gorgeous day.
It's an absolutely beautiful day.
So you're going to hear some wildlife. It's going to bring us back to the COVID era.
It is. There is a bartender Nick is inside constructing stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
We're sitting on the couch with Kaylee.
On the outside couch now.
The outside. Yes, there's outside couch.
Mind you, this couch is not meant to be outside.
No. We'll see how long it lasts.
That's basically, it's a ticking clock now.
I mean, but for now, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The humidity will eat it, I'm sure. And then we'll be like, this is done. This is not no longer. But that's not why we're here today.
We're not here. We're here to talk about the best of Stargate Universe.
Yeah. We were supposed to do a top 10. And I have been very poor about doing my homework because for separate reasons. I have also been a very busy, busy, busy bee doing grown-up things. in my grown up job that I now became even more grown up jobs. So I may have a top five for you, but we'll see. As we go, I think I might remember more.
Yeah.
We also have to remember that I have the
memory of a goldfish.
Yeah, memory of a goldfish. Unrelated. Can you reach my water?
Yes.
Thank you. I forgot I had one. And then I put it on the wrong side of the couch. In no particular order.
Yes.
I will tell you some of the episodes.
Okay. And we'll see how many of them are on my list.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. So we've got Cloverdale.
Yes. That is on my list.
Faith.
That is not on my list.
Interesting. I'm going to flag that one.
Yep.
Justice.
Justice is on my list.
Okay. Let me see if this is the right one. If I opened the wrong wiki. Time.
Time is on my list.
Okay.
Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking.
That's one, two, three, four. Did I grab the one I was thinking of?
What's the one? What happened in the one
you're
thinking
of? The one where Riley does.
Yeah, that one's called Aftermath.
Aftermath.
Because that's also on my list.
Those are my five.
Okay, so you have only one that is not on my list.
Okay, so let's do this.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to forget things that should have been on my list and not make it on my list.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my top 10 in no particular order.
Okay.
Epilogue.
Okay.
Because that's how the series should have ended.
Yeah.
And really, I could count sort of Common Descent and Epilogue as like one big episode. But if I'm going to pick just one, it will be Epilogue.
Okay.
The pilot, but just part one.
Sure.
Because that was a three-part fucking pilot.
That's right.
So we're going to just pick the first one.
Pilot's always a good one to have.
Pilot's a solid one. Twin Destinies, or as I call it, the one with two rushes. Duplicate rush.
Oh, right. Okay, Twin Destinies, Epilogue, part one. Yep. Epilogue, pilot part one, Twin Destinies.
I have Time on my list as well.
Time.
The one where everyone dies, I call it.
Yeah. Over and over and over.
Human, which is the one where we go into Rush's head and watch him figure out the problem.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Cloverdale's on my list.
Good.
Trial and Error is on my list, which is Young's Groundhog Day gone bad.
Okay.
Yeah, where he keeps the ship, the whole ship just keeps getting destroyed and blown up.
Yep.
Light, which is the first time that Destiny goes into the star to refuel and just freaks everyone the fuck out.
Is that the one where we all say goodbye in the Kinos?
I don't remember. Because we all think
we're gonna die?
I
think it is, because there's certain people make it to the shuttle and the others all say goodbye on the Kinos.
Yep.
That one was supposed to be on my list.
Yes.
That's the fifth one that I missed.
Yes. Because that's the one that they're like, oh, we're flying towards the sun.
Only this
will
end many
badly.
People will make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they only so many people fit on the shuttle.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. Right, because Riley has his birthday on the shuttle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, two more.
Okay. I have Aftermath. I have 11 on my list, just to let you know.
Yeah, let's gonna get real sloppy, y'all.
I have Lost on here. This one can go. This one is just, I find this one fun because we have some people that get left behind on the planet in the first season.
They're stuck underneath.
And they have to like find their way out. But
let's keep it.
Yeah.
It's the D&D episode.
It is the D&D episode. And it's also the one that's like, in this series, could we lose someone? Because if we're going to lose any from the main cast,
it's
going to be in this series.
It's the Secret Tunnels episode.
Secret Tunnels. and then I have Justice as well, just because watching Young punch Rush out is
the one I call the headbutt episode.
It's emotionally satisfying.
Okay, so I've got the Nixie list written down. I've got Epilogue.
Yep.
Pilot Part One.
Yep.
Twin Destinies. Time. Human. I wrote Culverdale because I can't spell.
Also, because you want Culvers.
Yeah. Trial and Error. Light. Aftermath, Lost, and Justice.
Yes.
So the only one that I've got on my list that you don't have
is Faith.
It's Faith.
And that's a very Grace episode.
Yeah. This is, let me make sure I wrote down the right one. It's a very TJ heavy one.
It is. And it is a really good, I have no problems with that being on the list. I think it's just one of those where I hadn't thought about it. But it is a very satisfying episode.
Yeah. I'm doing my homework as we speak. This is so unfair to people.
It's fine.
Yes. Yes. This is the one.
I know you love this episode.
This is the one that, well, why can't we just stay here?
Yeah.
Why don't we just,
why can't we just stay here?
So then I'm going to do this. I'm going to add everything to your list because it's the only addition I have.
Yeah.
And so then our job's going to be to take this list, whittle it down.
We need to take two off the list.
We need to somehow find a way to take two of these off the list and then rank them.
Yep.
So who's going? Because okay. I ain't taking shit off.
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, let's talk about.
I can say that one that I am willing to let go of is Trial and Error, which is where I just, if you'll notice, a lot of my favorites on here have to do with time.
Yes.
And time, not quite time, time travel or time remapping or.
So, well, let's play it out, right? So if we're talking about those particulars, then the two we're working with, I would say, is time versus trial and error.
And even in a way, Twin Destinies as well, because we have the duplicate rush because it's a time loop.
Right. So then we decide, well, which one merits?
Well, I'm saying the one of those to go is trial and error to me.
Okay. Yeah. And do we want to, you know, do we want to fight for it? Let's play devil's advocate. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so in trial and error, let's go through it. Let me find it. That was, what season is Trial and Error?
It's season two. It's so episode hard. Six.
You think it'd be easier to remember?
No.
When there's less?
No.
Come on.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Let's see.
He starts with, oh, my wife wants a divorce, which is, should be the most least surprising thing that's happened in this entire series.
Yeah, it is very much young heavy. He's drinking.
Yeah.
It's rough times. It's a big, the merit of this one, it's a cool time episode. And it's a very, what kind of man is Rush episode.
I mean, young.
I totally just said the wrong one.
It's also a little bit, there's something really interesting of the fact that it's the ship testing him.
Yes. It's one of the first times that the ship starts to fuck with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, what I want to do is make sure that whatever this episode is giving to us, which is time, but there's also these other items that we're still getting it elsewhere. I think it's fair to say that we will get that in, what is that episode called? Why do I keep losing it? Which is it Aftermath?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah,
Aftermath is the one with Riley.
I think if we'll talk about it a little more when we get to it, but I think it's fair to say that Aftermath may show us a little more of Young's character.
Yes. In a more positive light.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not Young's best look.
No. No, it's kind of a real shit look. Okay, here we go. I'm removing it.
Yep.
There we go. Trial and error. See ya, sucka.
Bye.
Let's go again through what's left. So we now are down to 11, and I'm going to fix Cloverdale. Epilogue.
Well, so epilogue is one I feel very strongly about.
Yeah, I don't think that's here's, going anywhere.
Do we need the pilot episode?
I was literally going to say that. Are we keeping the pilot? Because those are the rules and you're supposed to keep a pilot.
Are we going to delete the pilot? Because
it is a well-made pilot.
It is a really well-made pilot. And we do have, like, we got some Stargate cameos in there. I don't know if we can delete the pilot.
It's a really good pilot. It is a really good pilot. It set us up.
I don't think it promised us
a really good show.
I don't think we can delete pilot.
We can't delete the pirate. Can't delete the pirate.
Nope.
No delete pirate.
Okay, so here's the other one that's on my list.
Okay.
Let's run through these and which ones we...
Yeah.
We can't... I don't want to delete epilogue.
Nope.
We don't want to delete pilot. Air.
Right.
There's Twin Destinies, and that's a question mark.
Okay.
That's Duplicate Rush.
We'll come back to that.
Time, we both had on our list, so yeah. I feel like that needs to stay.
I really want to keep Time, yeah.
Human. I mean, Human feels like a really... It's not an important episode. It's a fun episode. So that one might be on...
Human is the one where we're in Rush's brain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we get back to the same conversation that we had about... Young,
yeah,
right, where it's like every now and then we get some insights into very specific characters, makes them who they are.
This is the, to me, this episode is the biggest insight to explain, yeah, Rush and Rush the entire is. series,
and probably one of the most, the only way we ever go, well, maybe we can have faith in this person,
or at least
maybe he is a redeemable character
and explain some of his trauma.
Yeah. The title is so apt, where you're, yeah, like, well, here's why he's a piece, yeah, of shit.
At least some explanation.
Yeah. That's a maybe.
Okay, so Cloverdale we both have on our list.
Yeah.
Light is one.
I'm not fucking dropping Light.
Yeah, okay, so we don't want to drop Aftermath, because that's the one we just talked about, yeah, where we... Okay, so Lost is our D&D episode.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I always feel like Justice and Aftermath are related to each other.
This is accurate. Which is more important than...
Well, here's...
Which is more important?
What if they're
young? Young making the decision. Because here's the thing. To me, Justice is on... Both Aftermath and Justice are on the list because of one specific scene.
Yeah.
In each of them. One of them is Young making the decision for everyone to, yeah, leave Rush behind.
Aftermath is the aftermath of Justice. Would that be fair to say?
I think there's too much time between them. I mean, you have the common denominator of the fact that, you know, it becomes sort of very much on Rush as to why that shuttle crashed. This, yeah, is when he's found the bridge, but he hasn't told anyone yet.
Yeah.
And so he could have done something to prevent and save that. But again, we have Aftermath. We agree. Aftermath is on the list,
yeah,
because of the final scene with Riley.
I agree. I was trying to see if I can combine them into one.
But
you're right. We can't.
Just young Rush moments.
So... Human and Twin Destinies are the two that are maybes on the list.
I mean, I could maybe...
Tell me more about Twin Destinies again.
Yeah, so Twin Destinies is the one that sort of kicks off the final, that arc with the duplicate crew. And so this, right, is the one where you know, they find a way, yeah, we're going to dial home inside a star, and then it's Eli's math, and this is going to let us, yeah, get home.
Without Twin Destinies, we don't get epilogue.
I know. And so this is the one where Telford goes through, makes it to Earth. Everyone, yeah, else heads through. We think they're all fine.
Yeah.
Rush stays behind to balance the calculations, and what we find out that the crew didn't make it. They think the crew's dead. The crew's actually gone back 2,000 years.
Yep.
And Rush, in a duplicate ship, yes, is like, hey, don't fucking do this. Everyone's going to die.
Yep. And then eventually our Rush kills old Rush, but not actually.
Well, not actually. Kind of. He just lets him upload himself into the, yes, Matrix.
Yeah, yeah. Hell.
Yeah, which is also goes a long way as to why Rush in those final episodes with, you know, Combat Descent and Epilogue is like so distant and has nothing wanting to do with these people, because he's like, my descendants aren't here.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
His resentments are deep when it comes to, yes, this one. Then do we lose Human?
Yeah.
Because we get...
Here's what I think we need to do.
Uh-huh.
We need to start ranking these and just see what happens.
Who falls off.
See who comes at 11.
Oh, there's an idea. usually don't start at the top.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair to say that epilogue is number one.
I would be very happy to put it there. I wanted it top.
I don't think I can fight this one. I don't think I want to fight this
one. It is the emotional finale of the series.
Yeah.
And if you could easily count this as Common Descent / epilogue and count them both. If you don't want to, just watch epilogue, but it is kind of a two-parter. But yeah, at the very least, epilogue is number one.
And I think it's fair. I think I would even... I think, yes, because of how time actually happened, if we're using the metaphor within the show of, like, alternate timelines.
Yeah.
If this show had gotten a third season, a fourth season, this would have been a cool episode, but it might not have been the heart of what we were trying to do.
No.
So I understand. I've made peace with the fact that epilogue isn't the final episode.
Yeah.
But because of where we are, you need to just singe the edges of the wound so it doesn't infect.
And there's also this really cool aspect of, like, these people and their descendants after 2,000 years have spread across this galaxy. That's why humans are here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's just the idea of, like, if you're looking at the story as a whole, it's like the ending with an asterisk. It's like a big ugly scar, but you sewed it up.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
I always go back to that moment where young in his deathbed tells an older Chloe, "I'm sorry, I didn't get you home." And she's like, "But you
this
did.
This is home." Yeah. Yeah, I think if the show had actually ended this way, it might have pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in retrospect, it fills a void. It fills a decent void.
It's almost as if...
It's a whole...
I don't know if this would have been able to work this way, but I almost wish they had been able to extend this out, you know, into, like, a TV movie length.
Yeah.
And intercut what happened to be able to counterbalance what happened to this crew that went back with, they were counterbalancing it with the crew on the planet trying to save themselves and trying to get this information. But if they had been able to intercut that with this other crew who is hoping to make it to the next galaxy to continue their adventure, and been able to intercut those two adventure paths, one of which is nesting and making a future, and the other which is going forward trying to find a future, that would have been, I think, the most ideal ending, but that didn't happen.
There was a time where if they'd had a little more energy and resources, this could have been SG-1 Forever and a Day. There could have been some vibes like that. And so cheesy endings were not against.
No.
The other two have ended a little cheesy.
Listen, I fucking love cheesy endings.
But yeah, the fact that you just wouldn't have gotten enough of the original crew.
SG-1 earned that cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. But yeah, I'm happy to leave epilogue in the number one spot for this reason.
Awesome.
Okay,
then here's the big question. Now, that was the easy part.
Yeah.
What becomes number two?
Well, who's in the running?
I think in the running is Cloverdale.
Okay.
I'm trying to mark off these ones that I've
I would offer Aftermath.
I was going to say Cloverdale, Aftermath.
We're taking a slight pause.
The pilot.
Because there is a small dog.
A wandering Kaylee.
Who has decided to be cat-like and is climbing on laptops and things.
Very cat-like.
Okay, here we are.
We've good. Made it. Okay. So, Cloverdale, I like time. It was on both of our lists. I don't know if it belongs this high on the list, though.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you get into this conversation where it's like, do the fun ones get to be this high up in the top threes?
I know.
Because I feel like Time and Cloverdale are both the quote-unquote fun types of episodes.
But,
or do you have to keep the serious ones
I don't think you necessarily have to. What's the second best episode of the series?
Yeah.
And it could be the pilot, it could be Air Part One.
And as much as Universe wanted to be dark Stargate, it's still Stargate.
It's Stargate. Stargate is not dark. That is to me the joy of Stargate is that it does do dark and then it doesn't do dark.
But even everything has dark. Yes. Justice League Dark, as you know, yes. is my favorite 100%. Of all the Justice Leagues.
But so, okay.
So this is Stargate Dark. Do they still get a comedy episode?
Okay, here is this cool. I'm going to bring this back into a podcast that I've been listening to a ton over the past week, okay?
Okay.
There's a podcast I highly, highly recommend to everyone called 13 Minutes to the Moon.
Okay.
Okay, it's a limited series. Season one, I think there's only two seasons. There might be a third. I don't know. It's a BBC podcast, and the first season focused on Apollo 11
okay.
and its infamous 13 minutes before it landed, which is a huge thing, and it takes you through the actual broadcast of it, and it helps you understand what's going on with mm-hmm. those elements. Okay, so the music is done by Hans Zimmer.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have an episode at the end. It's a special episode. It's an interview with Hans Zimmer, and part of it is like, why did you do a podcast? Like, why'd you do a podcast music? And yeah. It was kind of this really interesting story, but he was talking about how he was seeing the music, and there was a cool moment where he's, you know, I'm talking to you in what is not my native tongue. My native tongue is music, which is kind of a cool moment.
Okay, yeah.
And he goes, he was talking about how he wanted to make this haunting, and you know, the terrifying part, the human part in this is the silence. He goes, yeah. But you can't have nothing without putting something in there.
Yep.
So you can't have the light without having the dark, because yeah. you don't know what light is unless you also yeah. know what dark
if
is.
If it's absence of, then you don't know what you've missed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, I don't think we need to necessarily put only these big, heavy episodes on top, because sure.
You don't know they're heavy if you don't know what light is.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Also, I like that interpretation.
Listen to 13 Minutes to the Moon.
Yes.
It's really good.
I actually meant to start it, but now that we're carpooling because yeah. Nixie moved.
Yeah.
I have lost my podcasting time. So I'm like, oh, right. I'm going to need to find a time in my day.
Yeah.
But we'll figure this out.
Okay. So I think we can put Cloverdale. I think we can put, I don't know if Aftermath goes this high quite yet. Definitely not Lost. Definitely not Twin Destinies. Definitely not Human. So I think it's coming down to Air, Cloverdale, Aftermath.
Those are the three that I had Time, Cloverdale, Aftermath. So actually, I can move Time.
Or
Time to me is a nice bridge between. It's like the closest that universe comes to like a fun episode.
Well, that's what I mean. To me, Time is a solid episode. Time is like 4, 5, 6 for me.
Okay. Okay.
Time is not a 1, 2, 3 for me.
I think. Okay, remind me which one's Air again.
Well, Air's the pilot.
Oh, Air is a pilot. Duh. You know what? It's the pilot.
Let's put Air Part 1.
It's a good. We keep going back to this.
It's a great pilot.
And when we finished the episode, and I think I shared this on the last pod, when we finished the episode and I was so mad at the way it ended, I went back to watch this. And it's a good, it sets everything yeah. up.
And we have cameos.
You're not bored.
No.
You're not. It's action-packed. It's action-packed. It comes back to itself. It's smart. It's like, you start with these people falling, and then you come back to these people.
Yeah.
And then you figure out how Eli got here. They really does a great job of setting people up. One might say that pilots are easy because they all have the same formula.
Pilots are hard.
Pilots are fucking hard.
Pilots and finales are hard.
Because you got to keep people engaged.
Okay.
It's the pilot. It's Air. Alrighty. It's Air. We're keeping Air.
Keely agrees.
Yeah. She is a big fan of the pilot.
Okay. So how about we do this? Instead of trying to sit here and pick what's number three, let's go down our list and just start placing them. Like, if we're going to do time, time goes after air.
Yeah, I like this. I like this approach.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's epilogue, air, and time.
Yes.
And then
we're going to look at, you know, I have Twin Destinies.
Yeah.
Twin Destinies, I think, goes after time.
Okay. We still have human on this list. I don't think it's that. So in the order that I wrote them down, yep, is really just what I'm looking at.
Well, and I'm going down my list, but I'm in making the new list. Epilogue, air, time. And does Twin Destinies go above or below time?
See, I think I put light next. I would put light. Twin Destinies, at some point, we even had question marks whether we would keep or not.
Well, yeah, which is why I'm going down a list and then we're placing them. So as we come to the next episode, we can decide whether that goes above or below on our list. And we can bump
Twin Destinies
around.
I'm pushing down.
Yeah, below time.
Below time for sure.
Yeah.
And I think, so the next thing on the list after Twin Destinies,
yeah,
I have got human.
Okay.
Both of those, I feel like I could push lower than what I've got in the next position.
Well, I'm wondering, I love Twin Destinies. I think Twin Destinies is important, but I'm wondering if human goes, because human becomes such an important episode for understanding Rush. Does it go above or below time? I think it goes above Twin Destinies, but does it go above or below time?
It definitely doesn't go above time. Okay. But I hear what you're saying. It's human, then Twin Destinies, if we're looking at them in that order.
Yep.
I see what you're saying.
This becomes easier to me than trying to pick the next one out of the list.
See, and I think what happens is I like this concept, but my brain's like, but also this one's next.
Yeah.
But also, so I will restrain myself and we'll do it this way. Okay. I do like this concept. So if I've got epilogue, pilot, time,
human,
Twin Destinies.
The next one on my list that was in no original particular order is Cloverdale.
Okay. I do also have that next because I think I wrote them down the way you said them.
Yep.
And I think Cloverdale is higher than both Twin Destinies and Human.
Yes, but does it go above or below time?
Does it go above or below time?
Yes. That's my question.
That's a good question. I didn't think it was going to be a question until you said it out loud.
I know.
Okay, Cloverdale is ultimately what you would call, what's it called? Not a pocket episode, but a, what is it called? Bottle episode.
Kind of. I mean, bottle episodes normally just take place on a single set. This one definitely has more than a single set.
The idea that it's completely unrelated to the rest of the plot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Is the way I think about it.
Yeah.
Does it matter that time led to Cloverdale? Because isn't that the one that leads to Cloverdale?
Not necessarily, okay. No.
No, that's right. It's the one with the bugs.
Yeah, and this is the one where you have the whole, like, Chloe admits that her blood is all weird and, like, tries to sacrifice herself. And Greer is like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This is a very romantic episode, Cloverdale.
It is, in a way that's almost
wrong.
Too much.
Yeah. It's the Hallmark movie of Stargate episodes.
It 100% is.
Does Cloverdale go above time? I don't think it does.
Time is just so much goddamn fun. Okay. Cloverdale goes after time.
Yeah. It's a different cut. Yeah. Cloverdale is like eating an entire bag of chips. Like, you don't feel great after.
No.
It's fun while you're doing it.
Listen, we get to see Greer with a flamethrower, and that is so much fun.
Well, that's what I mean. Time is amazing. Yeah. Time is a popcorn movie. Cloverdale, you're like, I shouldn't be eating this as you're eating it.
<I know. laughs>
Whereas times, you're like, I'm having fun. This is fun. Like, you don't, the guilt doesn't set until after.
No.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Next up, I have light.
I think light's got a rocket towards the top here. I think it could.
The first time we refuel and we don't know. What's,
and we think we're all going to die.
We think we're all going to die.
We fucking Hunger Games our asses into the ship.
We do Hunger Game our asses.
So
into
definitely
the ship.
Above Twin Destinies.
Yes.
Definitely above human in my mind.
And above Cloverdale.
Yeah. I think it goes above time.
And below air.
Yeah, shit. Does it go below air or above air?
I think it goes below air. It goes into the number three spot. I think we do have a lot of... There is a little bit that the air gets a little bit of I am the pilot boost. That's not to be denied. This does have a lot of really important moments. I mean, the sheer fact that we refuel from a star becomes such an important aspect for the rest of it. This also has really some of the first, not the first big, because I mean, Eli's math genius really comes into play, but you know, I feel like this one really has some of the first Eli starts standing up for himself moments a little bit.
I mean, to me, these all sound arguments to put Light above the Pilot.
Yeah. Is the second part of the two-parter with Darkness, but Darkness to me doesn't go on the list.
No.
It's all about this one.
I mean, we fly into a sun and make it out alive.
We do.
And we think you're doing this thing where if you're watching and being meta about it, you're like, oh shit, they're about to cut the cast in half and it's going to become about this people in the shuttle.
Yeah.
And so the show almost teases you into thinking it's going to be a whole different show suddenly.
And you do have that, like, there's that Hunger Games moment where they're pulling the names and that TJ and Scott are just chosen. And then everyone else gets selected. Yeah. Well, we can put Light above air.
Yes.
We can do that.
Light and then air. All right. So quick recap of where we are. We are now in the number one spot is still Epilogue. And then we got Light. And then we have Air.
Part one. Just part one.
Pilot part one. I'm going to just call it Pilot part one.
That's fine.
Pilot part one. Time. Cloverdale. Human, Twin Destinies.
Yep.
Next on the list is Aftermath.
Yes. And I have no clue where to put this because, again, this along with Justice is for a single scene.
I love it.
So
it can't go high. It's an entire goodbye to Riley. The entire episode is a lot of scenes, really.
It is. You're right. I think the part that we really focus on is a single scene.
And I'll say that scene is the scene that makes the shift in how we see Young. It's the one where you're like, oh shit, this can happen.
Yeah.
This can happen. This did happen. It does shift things. The others are sort of a lead up to this.
It is also the episode that Rush finds the bridge, which becomes a huge.
Yes.
A huge moment and a very important part.
So I'm willing to say at minimum, right?
Yeah.
In the spot right above it, we have Twin Destinies. And then in a spot above that, we have Human.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd be comfortable putting it above those two.
Below Cloverdale?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I have no problems with
Aftermath. Aftermath. Okay. Holy cow, it's taking shape.
We're getting there. Alrighty. D&D episode lost.
I mean, it's just so much fun.
It's so much fun.
I would... Here's what I would be... Here's something we decided on and I'm willing to shift my mind about.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to put... So right now we have... towards... In 6, 7, and 8 spot, we have Aftermath, which we just decided on. Then we have Human, and then Twin Destinies.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to put Twin Destinies above Human... And then Lost below Human? Like somehow sandwich Human with these two? I don't know why that makes sense to me.
I don't know.
But it does.
I don't know if I can put Twin Destinies above Human.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I can drop Human below Twin Destinies.
We're not ready to drop Human.
I love Twin Destinies, okay? It has a huge setup for the final.
Okay.
But there is something about traveling into Rush's mind
yeah,
inhuman.
Fair.
And we have also so much lore with the chair that goes into that as well.
Yeah.
There is something about right. human. I can't drop it below Twin okay, Destinies. Okay.
Well, then, is it time, if I'm going to shift my approach, yeah. is it time to inject some fun after human and put Lost there? And fun being, you know, yeah. a relative term.
That's here. I can do that. Yeah, it's definitely a relative term.
There's something really cool about Lost too, where Lieutenant James gets to her star shines a little bit.
Yep.
Because you've got the other two. You've got Young's number one and number two trapped. And so she finally gets a chance to shine. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm actually trying to remember. I think.
Because isn't she the one who helps trying to get them out?
Well, so, okay. Here's
the thing. She fucks up, but doesn't she?
Here's the thing. And I'm going back and remembering this. This may play into a key part here. Okay. I'm trying to remember when. Okay. I'm remembering a thing now. Lost is not actually the D&D part of
Damn
that
it.
Episode.
Okay.
Okay. Lost is when they're going from planet to planet trying to catch up
That's
with them.
That's right.
They actually get stuck and go through the D&D episode in human.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Did we just eliminate an episode?
We might have, because it's a lot of fun, but... Yeah,
well,
this
hell.
Is where James has to use the C4 to blast through the rubble. So that is all happening.
Oh,
in
so
the
many people were
human.
Yelling at us during this, and we apologize yep. profusely.
Yep. So Lost is
finito.
Yep.
Oh,
because
shit.
Of the episode ends stranding Scott Greer, okay. Chloe, and Eli.
I'm killing it now. I'm doing it. I'm
that
going.
Is, we now only have 10 episodes on our list.
So I guess. We don't have to decide where it goes.
Well, here's my question now. Does human go higher? Because two things that we loved happen in human.
Yeah.
The A and B storyline are enough that we thought that they were separate episodes.
Does it go higher than the passing of Riley?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like... Nobody's talking to you, Siri. I don't like having this next to Cloverdale.
Really?
Is it weird?
No, I don't think so. I think this can go between Time and Cloverdale.
I think this can go much higher. But now I'm like, well, does Cloverdale come down some? Because I don't like
Cloverdale
these...
might have to come down more.
Yeah.
I think it goes okay. between Cloverdale and human.
So, okay, hang on. So, human goes up.
Yep, and Cloverdale comes down.
So human goes up to after time.
Yep, to the fifth spot currently.
And then Cloverdale comes down to the sixth spot. But I would even drop Cloverdale further at this point.
Let's... I don't know. Let's see how we settle things out and how we feel about it later.
Yeah.
We have two episodes left to place.
Okay.
The first one is Justice.
Okay.
Which, it has the whole, you know, key to we can't have a sci-fi show without having our court episode.
Yeah.
So not only do you have the court episode.
Yeah.
But it ends with. We also like lose Franklin in this episode.
We do lose Franklin and we
Well, we don't lose him. He's when he goes into the coma.
Yeah.
And we also have Young leaving Rush on the planet.
Again, that ending is fantastic.
Yes.
But to me, that's the only reason it made it onto the list. Now those other parts of the episode are cool.
I know. Which
but
is
me,
why I think
alone,
justice can be lower. It just that moment needs to be on the list represented.
Yeah. And I was going to start to fight for Faith. And those are the last two on the list.
Well, let's just put it. Justice is on the list for a single scene. It is number 10 spot.
Okay. So now we've got, if we move Justice down and we move Faith up to the number 9 spot. So we've got 10 and we've got a first round of ranks.
I will say this. I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. Because Faith is a lot of fun.
Faith is a lot of fun.
I could put Faith above Twin Destinies.
I'm so happy you said that. Faith just makes you have those conversations.
Yes.
That there are no answer to.
Exactly.
And I love that so much. So then Faith would fall under Aftermath.
Yep.
Which I'm happy saying, you know what? This is a cool episode, but it's not Aftermath.
Yeah.
Okay. Holy.
I think we did it.
Okay. Let's take a minute. Catch our breaths. Kaylee is excited for us. Okay. Number one, epilogue.
And I will put an asterisk on here that's saying it could be epilogue, Common Descent. I'm happy with it just being epilogue. But
Common Descent's the one that leads into it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. We've put two-parters on the list before as a single episode.
Common Descent.
Slash epilogue.
For all we know, that's what incepted this entire thing. Exactly. I love this idea that the ancients are us.
Yes.
We don't know that that's not the case. The show fell apart.
Exactly.
Eat my butt. Number two, light.
Yes.
Why not? You fly into a fucking sun.
I mean.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Number three, pilot part one.
Yep. Air.
Number four is time.
Because it's just fun.
Yeah. You got to have some fun a little bit.
Number fun in quotation marks.
Yeah. Relative fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be like my new band name. It's relative fun. And it's going to be sort of good, but not great.
Yeah.
Human, number five.
Yep.
Right in the middle. That's a good spot for Rush.
It's a good. I really love that episode. Yeah. Plus, we have the D&D adventure in it that we have remembered is not a separate episode.
Yay us. We always knew that, guys. We totally always knew that.
Yeah, we just needed an episode to eliminate, so we only had 10.
Ta-da. We played it off the whole time. Did you guys believe us? We're such good actors.
Yep.
Number six is Cloverdale. I could watch that one right now. It could be just because Jesse and I recently did a Twin Peaks binge.
Oh yeah.
But it's got that vibe. It's got Twin Peaks episode. What the fuck is going on vibes. Am I in somebody else's dream?
Yes.
Which you kind of are.
You kind of are.
Number seven, Aftermath.
Yeah.
Number eight is Faith.
Yep.
Number nine is Twin Destinies.
Yep.
And number 10. The headbutt.
Yep. Just the headbutt.
What's funny is that was the first one we thought about together.
Yeah. Last one. Well, again, it's because, you know, if you're talking, and this is something that we will get around to in coming Stargate episodes from us, there is a completely different conversation when you're talking about top episodes and top moments.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the next pod is, just top moments.
That's actually what basically I was going to propose is a hype meter.
Yes.
And we can choose whether this is across Stargate as a whole or we want to do a hype meter per series.
Let's go big. Let's go big.
Okay.
We're going to take notes. We're going to take 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Let's just do the whole series.
So basically what we're going to do is we will discuss the rules off pod.
Yep.
And we'll get them back to you. We're going to do
a hype
our personal top 10 moments.
Yep.
And now a moment could spend a whole episode. It could be it could be an A plot, could be a B plot, could be a specific moment.
Yeah, and those are part of the rules that we'll break down. Yep.
And so it's going to be a top 10 personal hype meter because we watch a lot of House of R. Thank you for the inspiration, ladies.
Yep.
Of all of Stargate.
I'm into it. We'll discuss the rules offline.
Yep.
We'll start the next episode with the rules.
Yeah.
And we'll get this show going.
We have our top 10 episodes of Stargate Universe.
So we now have top 10s for all three.
We do.
We'll recap those later.
We will.
Another thing that we're going to have to look down the line for
is
a top 10 overall Stargate episodes.
Yeah. That's a different conversation.
Get ready for that listicle.
That may have to be a hype meter version as well. That may get contentious if we have to
start. It's going to get real rough.
Well, that's the one this is the one where we're going to be very firmly. I can already see this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be two top 10 lists
Yeah. Because you need to have a top 10 actual serious like episodes, and then you have a top 10 fun episodes. Yeah,
that's going to be something else. It's going to be like the curated watches.
Yeah.
But that'll come
yep.
for the next episode.
Yes.
We'll do the Peter. Top 10 moments of Stargate.
Period.
Yeah. We just jumped off that cliff.
We did. We've committed ourselves.
Okay, we're gonna have to do actual homework for this one. This is gonna be great.
This is gonna be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited.
This may be guys. That may be a long episode.
Yeah, yeah. Strap in. You know what's great? We have to record this the same weekend. We finish our D&D campaign.
Oh yeah, I'm also doing Highland Games.
It's gonna be great.
So yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yep, guys. Put it out there now. We might see you in 3 weeks.
Or we get our shit together and record it next week and release it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll get it together.
We'll still get you in 2 weeks.
We'll release it. We'll release it in time. Yes. You've jumped off the cliff. We're here.
We're here now.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, real quick again. The top 10 Stargate Universe episodes according to Nixie and Grace. Number 1, Common Descent / Epilogue. Number 2, Light. Number 3, Pilot Part 1, Air. Number 4, Time. Number 5, Human. Number 6, Cloverdale. 7, Aftermath. 8 is Faith. 10 is Twin Destinies. And 7 is The Headbutt, a.k.a.
You mean
Justice.
10?
Oh, shit. 10?
You said 7.
I don't know why. I'm excited. Okay.
It's a definitive list, guys.
It's done. It's set in stone. We've etched it into the world.
Yep.
Holy cow. Guys, I finished watching Stargate.
Yeah.
I have watched all of. I am a Stargate connoisseur.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks to you and the listeners, because otherwise we wouldn't fucking have a bunch.
Exactly. We would have stopped this shit a while ago.
Yeah. We love you guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Not 3.
Yes.
Not anything but 2.
Yes.
With the top 10 moments of Stargate of all time.
It's going to be. We might have 20 moments, guys. We'll have some crossovers.
And there has to be some.
We're going to have a silent bet as to how many shared moments we have.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, yeah. Okay. You know where to find us. You can email us at theresnoplaceliketerra@gmail.com.
And patreon.com. Just look up There's No Place Like Terra.
Yeah, there we are.
What the actual URL is.
Okay, I don't know how it works. We love you guys.
You're the best.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.